this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a sexual health specialist. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. In today's episode, we want to ask the question, does a man with ED feel desire? I got that from the comment from one of our episodes. I wanted to address that. And the bottom line is yes, 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 yes. Most men with ED retain their sexual desire. Now, ED and libido or sexual desire are distinct aspects of the male sexual function, and that often they remain independent of one another. While ED affects the mechanical ability or the physical ability to achieve or maintain erection, sexual desire or libido, the psychological and physiological drive for sexual activity, which typically persists in most men experiencing ED, because the sexual drive really starts in the brain. The sexual desire drive is in the brain. And you know that I always talk about that erection starts in the brain first, not in the penis. So it has to kind of start with sexual desire and activity. And most men that have ED also have their libido and sexual desire, but it also helped them be motivated to get their ED resolved because they still have the desire for sexual relations. So that is a good thing somewhat as well, unless you have a component of depression or anxiety, performance anxiety that goes along with that, which then will suppress the desire over a period of time. So there is a distinct difference between ED and sexual desire. And understanding the relationship between ED and sexual desire requires that you recognize that these represent two components of the male sexual function. So ED is really defined as the persistent inability to achieve or maintain penile erection sufficient for satisfactory sexual performance, while libido is simply the desire for sex. While ED and low libido may occur at the same time, but they are quite different. So if a man feels aroused, but the penis may not be able to maintain the erection, two separate functions, even almost two separate nerve paths as well too. So there are research that demonstrate that sexual desire and ED operate as separate system, and that many men maintain strong sexual interest despite ED. And it also shows that men with low desire does not mean that they have worsening ED. That's actually good news. Your desire still continues. It's just the physicality of able to maintain the erection. But another good news is that if you have morning erection, this should serve as a crucial diagnostic indicator to preserve sexual function. And it may just be due that to stress, maybe due to performance anxiety. So you want to keep in mind to pay attention to your morning or nighttime erection. So the bottom line is this: sexual desire still exists even you have ED, and it doesn't really decrease unless you have long-time ED along with a performance anxiety. More so that if you have ED initially, start to get blood work, see your doctor, and rule out other physical causes of your ED, such as high blood pressure, high cholesterol, obesity, or diabetes, and work the four pillars of maintaining sexual health, which is Mediterranean diet, exercise, even 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week, get adequate sleep and stress reduction, and stop smoking and moderating alcohol and porn. The whole point I'm trying to say is that your desire is actually a good thing. It's persistent. It drives you so that way you can be motivated to get rid of your ED about it and get out of being embarrassed, get out of living with ED and feeling frustrated as well. Okay, so use that as the strength and the motivator for you to start resolving your ED and getting breakthrough to your ED. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I thought it was a great question and very, very pertinent to what we've been talking about at this point. And just know that there are alternatives to getting out of ED besides just medication alone. Check out the course I have, Get Wood Now, down below, to get a roadmap on how to get out of ED. And also check down below for the Mediterranean diet, the Goodwood smoothie. Those are yours for free. In fact, for sexual pillars such as the diet, the Mediterranean diet, I have the link down below for you for free. And exercise, all you need to do is do 30 minutes, 3 times a week. Sleep, try to get as much sleep as you can, 7 hours a day. Stress reduction, which is either through breathing, check out my video, breathing out of ED. And then also meditation, you could use an app for that. And also exercise will also decrease your stress level as well. So check it out. And also know that we have a safe and discreet space for you to get out of ED. That's the Modern Man Club, where we together, we will get you the roadmap for you to start getting out of ED to sexual performance again. Check it out at noedman.com, which is our Modern Man Club. Having said that, I will see you in the next episode. Do not suffer in silence. Let's create the sexual revolution for sexual longevity. Take care. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself is exhausting. But here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your terms. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.